There was a long pause on the line. I hope I misunderstood that. Tent sighed heavily. No, sir, I'm afraid you did not. I'd prefer not to talk specifics on the phone, but Rachel Sexton, it seems, has decided she wants to undermine the credibility of this NASA announcement.
I have no idea why, but after she reviewed and endorsed NASA's data earlier this afternoon, she has suddenly pulled an about-face and is spouting some of the most improbable allegations imaginable of NASA treachery and fraud.
Pickering sounded intense now.
Excuse me?
Troubling, yes. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but Miss Sexton contacted me 2 minutes before the press conference and warned me to cancel the whole thing.
On what grounds?
Absurd ones, frankly. She said she'd found serious flaws in the data.
Pickering's long silence was more wary than Tench would have liked.
Flaws?
He finally said. Ridiculous, really. After 2 full weeks of NASA experimentation and...
I find it very hard to believe someone like Rachel Sexton would have told you to postpone the president's press conference unless she had a damn good reason.
Pickering sounded troubled. Maybe you should have listened to her.
Oh, please.
Tench blurted, coughing.
You saw the press conference. The meteorite data was confirmed and reconfirmed by countless specialists, including civilians. Doesn't it seem suspicious to you that Rachel Sexton, the daughter of the only man whom this announcement hurts, is suddenly changing her tune?
It seems suspicious, Miss Tench, only because I happen to know that Miss Sexton and her father are barely civil to one another. I cannot imagine why Rachel Sexton would, after years of service to the president, suddenly decide to switch camps and tell lies to support her father.
Ambition, perhaps? I really don't know. Maybe the opportunity to be first daughter.
Tench let it hang. Pickering's tone hardened instantly.
Thin ice, Miss Tench. Very thin.
Tench scowled. What the hell did she expect? She was accusing a prominent member of Pickering's staff of treason against the president. The man was going to be defensive.
Put her on, Pickering demanded. I'd like to speak to Miss Sexton myself.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Tench replied. She's not at the White House.
Where is she?
The president sent her to Milne this morning to examine the data firsthand. She has yet to return. Pickering sounded livid now.
I was never informed.
I do not have time for hurt pride, Director. I have simply called as a courtesy. I wanted to warn you that Rachel Sexton has decided to pursue her own agenda with respect to tonight's announcement. She will be looking for allies. If she contacts you, you would be wise to know that the White House is in possession of a video taken earlier today in which she endorsed this meteorite data in its entirety in front of the president, his cabinet, and his entire staff. If now, for whatever motive she might have, Rachel Sexton attempts to besmirch the good name of Zach Herney or of NASA, then I swear to you the White House will see to it she falls hard and far.
Tench waited a moment to be sure her meaning had settled in.
I expect you to repay the courtesy of this call by informing me immediately if Rachel Sexton contacts you. She is attacking the president directly, and the White House intends to detain her for questioning before she does any serious damage. I will be waiting for your call, Director. That's all. Good night.
Marjorie Tench hung up, certain that William Pickering had never been talked to like that in his life. At least now, he knew she was serious. On the top floor of the NRO, William Pickering stood at his window and stared into the Virginia night. The call from Marjorie Tench had been deeply troubling. He chewed at his lip as he tried to assemble the pieces in his mind.
"Director," his secretary said, knocking quietly, "you have another phone call."
"Not now,"
Pickering said absently.
"It's Rachel Sexton."
Pickering wheeled. Tench was apparently a fortune teller.
"Okay, patch her through right away."
"Actually, sir, it's an encrypted AV stream. Do you want to take it in the conference room?"
"An AV stream?"
Where is she calling from? The secretary told him. Pickering stared. Bewildered, he hurried down the hall toward the conference room. This was something he had to see.